From Interlochen Public Radio, this is The Green Room, where we talk about arts and culture in northern Michigan. I'm Dan Wanshura. Michael Coonrod has been teaching piano at Interlochen Center for the Arts for over 40 years, but his whole career was put in jeopardy after a terrible accident. IPR's Max Johnston has this story.
Michael Coonrod spent Memorial Day weekend of 2015 camping. He was with a local Boy Scout troop he sponsors. After dinner, several of the boys wanted to go hiking in the neighboring cornfield, something they did the previous year.
There was about six kids who said, "We did that last year, it was so much fun, running around in the grass and singing The Sound of Music."
Coonrod was happy to oblige. After all, the only obstacle in their way was a barbed wire fence.
I jumped over it. I was going to find a place for them to go through the fence.
As he jumped over, the ring in the fourth finger of his right hand got snagged by the barbed wire. The skin, muscle, and tendons were pulled off his finger like a glove.
And immediately I knew it was something terrible.
He was rushed to the emergency room, where a helicopter took him to the University of Michigan for reattachment surgery.
No, it didn't work. Ordinarily, they would have said, there's no way. Let's just take your finger off. But I'm really pleased that they tried, because I'm a pianist.
After the surgery, Coonrod had to do something he hadn't done in over 60 years. Learn how to play the piano again. This time, missing a finger on his right hand.
I remember there was just periods of disbelief. Even now, I look at my hand and say, what happened to me?
Growing up, he was obsessed with the piano.
I remember when I was 3 years old, I was underneath the piano clapping and my mother was teaching lessons. And she started me shortly after that. I was practicing 2 hours on technique and then 3 hours on repertoire. This is before I was a senior in high school.
Coonrod studied the instrument for years and eventually was hired to teach by the Interlochen Center for the Arts. But after the accident, he was back to square one. Coonrod wasn't sure if he'd ever return to form, but he was sure of one thing. He'd never stop playing.
No, that thought never occurred to me, because I'll always play the piano no matter what. The thought did occur to me that when you see an animal in the woods, like a turtle, and they've had a leg chewed off by a coyote or whatever, they survive, and they figure it out. So I figured it out.
Within days of returning home, Coonrod was sitting at the piano again. He practiced diligently over the next 3 months, playing with his left hand to build strength, while his right hand healed. This is a special rearrangement of Danny Boy. He played this with his left hand while recovering. He couldn't quite practice for 5 hours like he did during high school.
I would be at the piano for 10 minutes at a time, and then it would go to a half hour. My hand would be stiff and would hurt after that.
Not too long after, he began to play with his injured right hand again. It's often said that after a traumatic event, people go through several stages of grief, like denial, bargaining, and acceptance. But Coonrod streamlined the process.
Well, I would have periods of depression which lasted about a minute. Within a day, I was telling myself and others that I'm really grateful. It's amazing how there's ripple effects in life. I was given quite a few $1,000 for the workman's compensation. My son, Robert, was living in the area with his girlfriend, and they wanted to have a mushroom farm. And he couldn't afford anything, but he needed a greenhouse. And so I used money to buy him a greenhouse to put on our property.
As a gesture, colleagues and friends raised money for Coonrod, intended to commission a left-handed piece by one of his favorite composers. But he doesn't need music specially composed for him. Within 5 months, he was back, playing and teaching regularly. There are still songs that he can't play, but that hasn't stopped him from performing.
So this past year, I proved to everybody and myself that I can still play by playing my faculty recital, 60% left hand alone, and a full difficult Beethoven sonata.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.
And this is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Thanks for listening.